Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across the region today, the weather is warm and sunny. In Jerusalem, it's a clear day, perfect for spending time outdoors. Tel Aviv enjoys similar conditions with a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day by the coast. Meanwhile, Haifa sees mild temperatures under partly cloudy skies. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, the police chief stated just 23 minutes ago that following a major raid, dozens of suspects were arrested in Ashdod, Kiryat Gat, and other locations. The chief emphasized the scale of weapon seizures, equating them to enough to equip a battalion. Also, Ynet reports from 46 minutes ago that the IAEA plans to visit Syria following a U.S.-brokered agreement to remove nuclear materials from a secret site. Damascus anticipates inspectors will announce significant progress soon. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post informs us that earlier today, the IDF and border police demolished the home of a terrorist involved in the July 24th attack in the West Bank, which claimed the lives of Yuval Ezra and Benayahu Melet. Separately, JNS reports from 3 hours ago that the U.S. has facilitated a deal allowing the IAEA to extract nuclear materials hidden in Syria at a site known as Site 99, capable of conversion to a dirty bomb. And finally, I-24 News says an hour ago that Israeli law enforcement is conducting large-scale raids against protection rackets as part of its war on crime. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 shared just 16 minutes ago that Israeli Education Minister Yoav Kish stated Iran avoids attacking Israel directly due to the high cost it would incur. In a post from earlier, The Times of Israel reported that three individuals were killed in a Houthi attack on a cargo ship in the Bab el Mandeb Strait. Visegrad 24 highlighted earlier today a shift in British high streets over the past decade, noting a decline in bookstores and a surge in barbers, vape shops, and food takeaways. Let's go deeper. Starting with the major police raid, Israel Hayom outlines that a covert investigation lasting over a year culminated in the arrests. This operation targeted organized crime networks, highlighting ongoing efforts to curb illegal arms trafficking. The implication is a potential reduction in crime and increased public safety. Turning to the IAEA's upcoming visit to Syria, Ynet reveals that the agreement follows months of U.S.-mediated talks and threats from Israel concerning Assad-era nuclear materials. This development could ease regional tensions by ensuring these materials do not fall into the wrong hands. Meanwhile, the demolition of the terrorist's home, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, is part of Israel's broader strategy to deter future attacks. This action stresses the consequences faced by those involved in acts of terror against Israeli citizens. In related developments, JNS details the U.S. brokered deal with Syria over clandestine nuclear material storage, pointing to ongoing international efforts to manage nuclear proliferation in volatile regions. Finally, I-24 News discusses the extensive law enforcement operations targeting protection rackets in Israel. This crackdown reflects a commitment to dismantling organized crime structures, which could lead to safer communities across the nation. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Elbit, a leading drone and munitions manufacturer, has reached an all-time high with $32 billion in orders. This surge follows a 16% increase in sales and a 40% profit jump, driven primarily by international demand. Separately, Katech reveals that Doral Energy is investing $738 million to expand its U.S. renewable energy operations. This move positions the Israeli company to strengthen its global footprint in clean energy. And finally, from Matter of Business, there's an intriguing look at the Israeli high-tech sector. Despite a wave of layoffs, a survey shows employment remains stable in the first half of 2026. This suggests resilience in the sector amid global economic shifts. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.